On December 12, 2005, I was in New York to record a television program for PBS and to meet with Yahoo Finance. Since I was to be in New York anyway, Meredith and I had agreed to meet to see if we could find the perfect book concept. On December 12th, my wife, Kim, and I took a cab to Donald Trump's office. Those of you who have seen The Apprentice are probably familiar with the gilded entrance to Trump Tower on New York City's famous Fifth Avenue. Standing on the sidewalk like a country bumpkin, I leaned back and let my gaze climb the heights, story after story, until my eyes finally found the point where the building and the sky met. I remembered looking up at buildings like this when I first came to New York to start school at the Merchant Marine Academy in 1965. I was a poor Hawaiian kid in the big city for the first time, and I was definitely not allowed into buildings like this one. And here I was, 40 years later, invited by Donald Trump to his office and his building. Taking a deep breath, I entered Trump Tower with Kim and proceeded to the elevators where security guards greeted us. Once cleared, we entered the elevator and rode it to one of the top floors where Donald runs his empire. The first person to greet us, once the receptionist had us take a seat, was Keith, Donald Trump's giant bodyguard. When he saw us, Keith took the time to greet us warmly, as if we were old friends. He sat down next to us and made us feel completely at home. He stayed with us, offered us water, and kept us company until the door to the main office opened and Meredith walked in. Meredith is the classic young New York City executive woman, an attractive woman who would be perfectly at home in London, Paris, Sydney, Tokyo, Toronto, or Beijing. She extended her hand and offered us a warm smile as she said, "Great to finally meet you." After thanking Keith for his graciousness, Kim and I followed Meredith through the glass doors and into the boardroom. After a few minutes of chatting, Meredith asked, "What would you like to write about?" "Well, I'm concerned about how the rich are getting richer, but America as a nation gets poorer. We could write about the demise of the middle class and the poor, how high-paying jobs are being exported to China and India. I've also been concerned for a long time about pensions disappearing and Social Security and Medicare going broke just as baby boomers begin to retire." "Mr. Trump is also very concerned about those issues," Meredith said. "He wrote a great book about it." "The America We Deserve," Kim said. "Yes," replied Meredith. "He wrote about his concern with those issues as well as the threat of terrorist attacks even before the attack on September 11th. Anyone concerned with our current global problems and how to solve them should read his book." "So we definitely have some issues in common. You know, we met at the Learning Annex. We have both been teachers for that organization for years. I've been curious about why he teaches, but we're both always in such a hurry I never get a chance to ask him." "He's a natural teacher," Meredith said. "I've seen that over the years working for him. Just look at The Apprentice. When Mark Burnett proposed the idea for the show to him, Mr. Trump insisted the show have educational value, or he wouldn't do it." "Well, maybe the angle of this book is that you are both teachers," Kim chimed in. "After all, you both are entrepreneurs and real estate investors. Lots of people know that, just like they know about Trump Tower and Trump Place. But they don't know the two of you are teachers." Meredith smiled and nodded. "In spite of your financial challenges, you have both been very public about your successes as well as your failures. Tell me, why have you been so open about your financial troubles?" "Because I want people to know it's how I learned so much. I want people to know that rich or poor, we all have financial problems," I answered. "Exactly. Mr. Trump is the same. He truly wants people to learn. That's why he shares his wins as well as his losses. Which is where you and Mr. Trump are different from other rich people," smiled Meredith. Suddenly, there was a knock on the door. It was Rona, Donald's personal assistant. She said, "Mr. Trump will see you in 5 minutes, and he apologizes for the delay. He hates to keep people waiting, but he was tied up on a phone call." "Not a problem," I said. "The extra time with Meredith has been useful."